This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
What a fresh sound, even after many decades entertaining people. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Harry Wayne Casey is on our Big K Morning Show hit line. How about that? Casey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you do it, my brother? All these years, you never waver. Your music is so timeless.
Thank you. I just do it. I mean, you know, I think when you love what you do, it's easy to do, you know?
Yeah, I know some of the artists that have been around a while, they. I was thinking of Frankie Valli's coming to Pittsburgh. I mean, that guy, he's...
Wow.
I mean, you have to be passionate to continue to do what you do. And I happen to see you perform about 5 years ago, and I kept thinking to myself, the music never gets old.
I know, it's pretty amazing. It is timeless, and of course, when I first did that, I had no idea that that's what would happen, and you know, just amazing how, you know, it's still as popular as it was, you know, 52 years ago.
Well, let's use one example right now, Casey. Let's talk about Boogie Shoes and its involvement in the soundtrack of that wonderful movie, Boogie Nights, right?
Right? Was, yeah. Yes. You mean Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And all these iconic films, and even as a writer and producer, I know you got your star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. That's
right.
About as big as it gets in the industry. But then all these other...
Yeah, I believe Boogie Shoes went into the Hall of Fame there at the copyright.
For the songwriters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you had a question. You said, I got to ask Casey this when we get him on the air.
Yeah, Casey, I started my radio career like Larry did in the mid to late 70s. I was working part-time in high school at the time. And I think I remember playing American Top 40 and hearing a story about you at TK Records, that you started out at TK Records, if I remember correctly, that you were like a janitor or doing some cleaning duties there before you went on to become a star. Is that right?
I love how that story became like that I was a janitor and stuff. Really
what actually happened?
I mean, I went to TK was a wholesale record distributor. And at the time that I arrived there, they were Warner Brothers and Atlantic Records were forming their own company called WEA, and they were pulling all their stock from independent record distributors and stuff. And so I started just helping out. I asked Henry for a job, and he said he didn't have one. I got a job at his competitor, but I would go there after work and hang out. And started helping them box up all these records to send back to Atlantic Records and Warner Brothers and stuff. And Also, there was I realized that there was a songwriter there by the name of Clarence Reed, who I really wanted to meet or whatever. I was told I should meet him. And so I'd be hanging out in this back room or whatever. And, you know, the trash would get overflown. And I said I would take the trash out. I would answer the phones. I would do whatever, you know, so it didn't look like I was just a bum around there. And all of a sudden I became the janitor. I mean, you know,
wow.
And I would help in the promotional department. I would just help and do anything that I could, you know, while I was hanging out. So,
and so what that wound
finally,
up.
He did hire me to work in the warehouse area, and I created he had this attic of all these old 45s, and I put them all together, and he called that Casey's Oldies, and, you know, because people would order old records, and, you know, they would say, we're out of it, and I'd say, you've got it right up here sitting on top of your attic here. And he says, well, he said, you can have anything you want out of there if you want to help straighten it out. And so he would give me free records and stuff. So, you know, it was, I'm a person, like, if I go somewhere, I'm not going to just sit around and not do anything. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I'm curious to know, Casey, as long as we're on that part of your career, what was the break? How did you get started there?
Well, I mean, at that point, I've been writing songs since I was 13 years old. And I was already kind of into writing and stuff. And I would sit there and, you know, there was a piano in that side room where I supposed I was the janitor and bang on that. And, you know, work tunes would come to my head and stuff like that. And so eventually I started co-writing with Clarence Reed and, playing on some of the sessions and stuff. And then I started writing and producing some songs that I was writing on my own with some of the artists that they were kind of neglecting or whatever, and it kind of just started like that. And then one of the other jobs I created there was a little management company because they really had no one to handle the artists that they did have hits on. And one of the artists they had a big hit with was Timmy Thomas, called Why Can't We Live Together. So I started handling all of Timmy's business, booking his shows, making sure he got to his flights and everything. And I booked him on a show in Washington, D.C. with Rare Earth. And I got to that show with him, and the whole audience was blowing whistles, you know, blowing whistles. And prior to that, I'd been to a wedding at Betty Wright's house with another artist on TK a few months earlier. And they had a junkanoo band there. And if you've ever been to the Caribbean, the junkanoo music is drums, percussion, whistles, and horns and stuff. And on the plane, on the way back from that concert, I thought, I need to write a song and call it Blow Your Whistle. So I write this song. I go in. I bring in the junkanoo band. I hire the musicians that they usually use on the session of TK. I write this little song. I call it Blow Your Whistle. I name the band. There's no band. I just named the artist, Casey and the Sunshine Junkanoo Band. And so that starts making a lot of noise, you know, in some areas in the U.S. and goes on to the R&B charts and goes up to like 15 or something on Billboard. And so now they want a second song, and I do the second song, and then I drop the Junkanoo Band, and I just call it Casey the Sunshine Band. And I do a song, I call it Sound Your Funky Horn, and I make horns the main thing in the song. And at the same time, I write a song called Rock Your Baby. And that became a huge, huge number one hit.
Al McCray, right?
Yeah, George McCray. And the owner from the company that was handling our distribution in Europe, in the UK, comes over and says, do you have any more Casey the Sunshine Man stuff? And I just happened to be working on some stuff. He hears a song called The Queen of Clubs. He says, that's a smash in our country in Europe. He takes it back. It goes to number four on the UK charts and all over Europe. And now they want an album, another record. And Get Down Tonight was born.
Oh, wow. And you have never wavered. I mean, many bands go through these arcs, but your music has been so timeless. Over 100 million records sold, and just exciting that you're going to be at the Timber Rock Amphitheater in Farmington Saturday here in the Pittsburgh area. KC and the Sunshine Band. I love it. This is, and I hear you were the first show at the Civic Arena here in Pittsburgh, the old Civic Arena back in the day, too.
We were our first show in the U.S. was at the Pittsburgh Civic Arena with War.
And the Isley Brothers.
Man, hot lineup.
Yeah, well, we would do shows with them. So that particular night was War, and then we came back the next year, next few months, whatever, and opened for the Isley Brothers. We were there quite a few times, actually.
Well, Casey, excited that you're going to be in the area again at Timber Rock
Thank
Amphitheater
you.
Saturday. Keep doing what you're doing, man, bringing people a lot of joy, and we need that right now.
Thank you. That's what I love to do, and I can't wait to perform. I heard it's an amazing venue.
You got it, Casey. And the Sunshine
Man. I am so glad to know the story, the backstory now.
You got the
what
real
a
one.
Great story.
Listen to that music. It's been described as a fusion of R&B and funk with a hint of Latin percussion groove, and Casey just told you how he arrived at that.
You know, no one else had that sound. It was unique then, and it's unique now.
Timber Rock Amphitheater, Farmington, Saturday night. You know what? I was just thinking. You can make plans to attend Variety's Got Talent at the Sunken Bus Studios on Babcock Boulevard August 16th. And speaking of talent, one of the participants is our news editor, Pat Septak.
Oh, that's correct.
And this is for the Variety Children's Charity, a local nonprofit organization. They do a tremendous job empowering kids with disabilities by fitting them with these bikes, adaptive bikes that work for them. And would love for you to be there. You can get tickets and information at kdkradio.com. Maybe Septak will be one of those chosen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the future Walk of Fame in the Strip District. Remember they announced that?
Oh, that's right. Are they taking nominations still, or is that over?
I don't know. I don't think they have yet completed the process of round one. Now, it's not just musical talent like Pat.
Well, you know, there's something that we could cook up, though, to honor Pat's talents. I mean,
what would that be?
Why don't we make him the city's or the region's accordionist laureate?
I think that's a great idea.
I second that.
You in, Aaron?
I'm in.
Remember when Pat was able to work out doing Taylor Swift songs when she was here a couple of summers ago on the accordion?
Yes, I do.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's Variety's Got Talent on August 16th.
I mean, he's quickly becoming the person most associated with the instrument and playing it well in our area.
Or as so Marty true. Would say, he's so good on that harmonica. A couple of other things that we're participating in, the Wiener 100.
Oh, this is a great story. I love this one.
At EQT Park, part of the Bark in the Park night That's Tuesday, August 19th, before the Washington Wild Things game. And guess who's going to be there? Colin Dunlap. So you think you have a winning wiener, dog? Find out if your pup is eligible to race. You can go to kdkradio.com.
Have either of you been in person at a wiener dog race?
Yes. Dr. Mike was one of the judges at Kennywood. They did it.
Yeah, they used to do it there, and it's been moved now thanks to Colin. Hey, all I can tell you is that you haven't seen it. It's something you got to see to believe, because these dogs were bred to hunt independently, and sometimes they don't go in one straight line to the finish line.
And as a owner of what, you have had at least two.
Yeah, I've had Poncho and Ginger.
And that, I didn't realize that's what they were bred for.
They were bred to hunt badgers and rabbits.
Really?
They were bred to go down because the short legs are so they can go down into the burrows and then drag the badger out.
Well, that's why they're so feisty sometimes.
That's exactly right.
They are, right?
And they're sent out to hunt independently ahead of their master.
Also coming up in October, our Heroes event, Hometown Heroes, and we're looking for nominations already now. And that's also at kdkradio.com, which is a great resource for a lot of information. If you know someone in the community that's doing extraordinary things without looking for anything for themselves, we want to know about it. kdkradio.com. We've met some unbelievable people in our hometown over the more than decade now that we've been doing this. So nominate your hometown hero. And 10 till 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. We'll check in with Marty here in a few minutes. But first, every Wednesday, we welcome Marty's wife, Christine. Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman. And we were just talking off air, vacation coming.
Yes. I mean, I cannot wait for vacation. And, you know, this vacation is a perfect time. Honestly, I got our vacation idea from the kidsburg.org website, because they had a whole article about Lancaster. And I did not grow up in Pennsylvania. I have never been there other than like a quick soccer trip. And so we're going to go and check it out. I'm staying at the hotel they recommended. We're going to the alpaca farm they recommended. We're going to do the Amish tour and buggy thing they recommended.
That's cool. I was just there at a gymnastics event.
Oh.
But I didn't have time to really soak it in, but the town is cool. A lot of history there. Is it true Marty demanded to see the alpacas?
He did. Yes. He just told me this morning as I was telling him I was booking this, he was very excited about it and just hoping he doesn't get spit on, because I have heard that can be an issue. So we'll see what happens. I'll report back.
We'll see to get Marty videos from that. All right. Let's talk about Kidsburg and Pittsburgh. CLO presenting one of the most popular films in ages, now on stage.
Absolutely, Frozen. I mean, so many great songs, right? For the first time in forever, Do You Want to Build a Snowman, Let It Go. I mean, such amazing music. This is the full Disney show. Like, it was on Broadway. Now the Pittsburgh CLO is doing it here in right at the Benedum Center. It is this weekend and then most of next week and next weekend as well. So we've got 12 shows, 4 shows each weekend. I do want to let people know that it is a 2-hour-and-15-minute show. So this is not like the kid version.
Little kids.
Right. They recommend this for ages 8 and older. In fact, they say don't bring kids under 4. And if you bring a kid under 3, they won't be allowed in. So this is like, you know, a Broadway style show. That said, if your kid's been to a show or you know they're going to love Frozen and can sit still for that long, it's going to be amazing. I mean, CLO always does such a great job. And while I'm mentioning the CLO, if your kid is interested in theater, they have an amazing academy, too. It's right downtown, easy to get to. And they are, you know, have the classes open for next year now.
Well, that's going to be a big hit here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
All right. What's this? Kidsburg Guide to Yoga with Kids.
Yeah, so we just updated our yoga guide with all different kinds of yoga that you can do with your kids. So we've got different categories. There's prenatal yoga. There's mommy and me yoga. There's outdoor summer yoga. There's online yoga, because we know for parents, sometimes it's hard to get out of the house. And then there's a unique and inclusive yoga. So I'm not going to go through them all, but check it out. You're going to find one that you're going to love. And, you know, once your kids, especially if they're maybe a little bit older, like 8 and up, once they do yoga, they actually start to learn that, wow, there's techniques I can do that will help me calm down with breathing. And it's actually a really great gift to give your kids to introduce them to this.
So years ago, before COVID, my youngest daughter got me to go to one of these hot yoga. I kind of went kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
But at the end of the session, you really feel physically and mentally like in a different place, in a very good way.
I love that you described it that way, because I think that's a great point. It's both physical and mental and emotional, and it just touches all of those areas. And, you know, I think it carries on after. You can use some of those skills. You think, okay, wait, I need to stretch, or I need to take some breaths. I need to use some of those things I learned in yoga to calm down.
Namaste.
Namaste.
The one thing I don't see on the list is goat yoga, but I...
Don't bring your kids to goat yoga, probably.
No, not those kind of kids. All right.
The kids.
Tackling the summer bucket list. So we're running out of summer rapidly. What'd you tell me, Christine? Mount Lebanon's back at school in mid-August.
The 18th or something. Yeah, it's early. It's really early.
So a month.
We're counting down in just a matter of weeks. And so I hope that you have made your summer bucket list. But if you haven't, it's not too late. You know, there's still time to do so many fun things. Write them down, check them off, put them on the calendar. I just wanted to mention that I did a couple of my bucket lists for the summer over the past week when we had some friends in town. We went to Phipps to see the summer flower show. Wow. I mean, you know, every time I go, I think, oh, I literally just was there. I think I'm going again. And every time I go, I say, I'm so glad I came again, because it was absolutely incredible. So incredible. The theme is jungle. And you're like, how did they make, you know, a sloth out of something totally natural? I mean, just the coolest stuff. And then we also went flower picking at Simmons Farm, which is so much fun. I know I've been on here talking about the berry picking and apple picking.
Where is Simmons Farm?
Simmons is out in Peters, McMurray area in the South Hills. It's one of my favorites, where we'd always go for the pumpkin festival. But in the summer, they have all kinds of, you know, different things you can pick, including flowers. And they give you a bucket with scissors. And it's not a big bucket, but let me tell you, I get like 5 arrangements out of each thing, because they're like, hey, jam it as full as you can with flowers. Just, you know, get them all in there. Take as much as you want. And we have zinnias and sunflowers and, oh my gosh, I can't even think of what they are. But it's just a really fun activity for kids and families.
And still, Children's Museum.
Yeah, just, I mean, think about all those ones that maybe you think it's sometimes hard to get to in the school year, whether it's a children's museum, these wonderful resources we have here, the Science Center, the Art and Natural History Museums, all these great places that sometimes you think, you know, when are we going to go? Put it on your list now in the summer when maybe you have a little more free time.
And the clock is ticking. I thought of you and Marty. I saw the article, for the 5th year in a row, University of Pittsburgh has a program with UPS where you can ship the stuff to the dorm rooms in advance for no charge.
I've seen that. I even
know
some people.
But you live so close, yeah. It isn't practical for you guys.
But we didn't need to use it, but I know some people who even use it locally, because you literally don't have to carry it up the steps.
Amen.
Or the one elevator for, right. 500 rooms.
And that's just around the corner, too.
Oh, yeah. Chloe just got her dorm assignment yesterday, so we're excited.
All right. Coming up, Christine asked Marty on a second date. Wait till you hear what they... Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.